This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
Next hour. Hi, folks. Welcome to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment brought to you by Scooney Side-by-Side in El Cajon and Greenfield. If you have a side-by-side or if you have any type of an off-road vehicle that needs service, this is the place to go. They've got special deals on product, especially sound systems, believe it or not. They've also got everything you need for your Polaris, your Honda, your... You know, you name it. If it's out there, your Can-Am, they can do it all. That's Scooney Side-by-Side in El Cajon. Check these guys out. Their number is 619-499-7536, and they're at 202 Greenfield Drive in lovely El Cajon. We got Audrey in the house, got Ed, and special guest Ben Burr from
Blue Ribbon Coalition.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. I got to tell you, man, I do a lot of radio, and I do a lot of interviewing. And I'm serious. Your group and the way you presented it was phenomenal.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
How long has Blue Ribbon been going along?
We were founded in 1987.
Oh, wow.
So I was seven when Blue Ribbon
started. I was seven when you were Blue Ribbon. And what's the purpose of Blue Ribbon?
It is a national nonprofit that exists to fight to keep all of our public lands open. We fight for recreation access for all users nationwide through court. We're in a lot of lawsuits and litigation. We do lobbying, and we do a lot of advocacy. And so
it sounds to me like anybody and everybody that would be happy to join Blue Ribbon Coalition, it would be a major help to your cause. And if they do that, they go, what, blueribboncoalition.org?
Our website is sharetrails.org.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, no, it's a... So you go to sharetrails.org. We'd love for you all to become members of our organization. For $50 a year, you become a premium member, and you'll be helping us in our fights to keep all of these areas open. If you recreate outdoors, we're fighting somewhere for you to be able to do what you want to do.
And you're not talking just side-by-sides or dune buggies. You're talking everything from mountain bikes all the way up.
Yeah. E-bikes, mountain bikes, side-by-side, full-size vehicles.
So street legal and off-road vehicle.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest group we see getting targeted right now is dispersed camping and overlanders out in the areas where I've been the most aggressive. We're fighting to keep a bunch of rock climbing
if they hadn't converted the Mercedes van, we'd have been fine. But no, they had to convert the van, and then the government goes, "Whoop, look, there's a whole bunch of other people. They got money. Let's get after them."
Yeah, no, I hate to be that way. And it's the people. It's the Subaru Outbacks and the rooftop tent. And I support it all. I think all those people should be out having good experiences. But
everybody should be able to get out.
Why would you want to give those guys a problem?
No.
They want to go drive from here to there and see the sights.
And Leave No Trace isn't just like a nice idea for them. It's almost like church. Like they go to see how little trace they can leave. And then because they're not leaving a trace, they're saying, well, no one's camping here. It's pristine. We should close it.
We talked about that recently. I think it was in Moab. They said there were areas that they wanted to reduce the amount of camping places to places that had already been disturbed. Well, that was a big problem with the places where people leave no trace and they camp, and you can't tell that they camp there, but they did camp there. But now they're closing those places. It seemed like it was backwards logic.
Well,
it
and is. Then you've got the river rafters. They don't want anybody at Moab because it's too noisy.
That's what they say, but I've spent a lot of time there recently doing research for our field work for our legal fights, and man, you get out in that backcountry and it's so big.
Yeah.
It's so quiet everywhere I go, even on the busiest weekends. I think the noise problem out in the backcountry in Moab is incredibly exaggerated. In town, there are legitimate concerns that we've been in the middle of. But
so here's a question.
let's say the little river rafters get away with it, and I'm not taking anything negative about it because I love getting out on the water too. And then Moab goes away because the people out there on the water, they don't bring as much money into Moab, the city, as the off-road and motorcycle community. Car manufacturers go there, and I can guarantee you they write a fat check to be able to bring their Chevy trucks, their Ford trucks, or Polaris, or Honda, or Yamaha, or whoever goes out there. And it's a destination for the car manufacturers. So yeah. What are you going to do when Moab goes away and it's not a town anymore? How are you going to support it? It makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, they themselves think they could get by just fine with only the select few types of recreation that they would like to allow.
Sure.
There's a book called Billionaire Wilderness written by Justin Farrell, who is a law professor out at Yale.
Uh-huh.
And he came and like studied the billionaires in Jackson Hole. And there is an economy where you can create a really deep-pocketed, wealthy enclave in the middle of these areas in the West where there are wilderness lands nearby or really nice recreation amenities. And they just price everybody else out of the community. You have no middle class. And then a few select groups of tourism-type businesses that they will choose to allow. And I think that's a really terrible outcome for any Western community. I like all recreation. I want river rafters there. I want the off-roaders there.
Don't they call that dude ranches back in the day?
Probably.
They'd build a ranch and they'd have all these things and they didn't want anybody else doing it except them. And if you had enough money, you'd come there, you go ride a horse and you didn't have to.
In Jackson, it's dude ski resorts. Own private ski resort where you can go and have your whole mountain to yourself. And that's my worry is that this becomes really an socioeconomic problem where only people with certain amounts of wealth are able to access the most epic parts of our public land system. And so we want everybody to be there and find I think there's dignity and adventure and everything that everybody's doing. And as long as you're not out there intentionally causing problems, we should be pretty permissive about letting you recreate on public lands that belong to all of us.
So that's Blue Ribbon Coalition in a nutshell, basically.
Yeah. Good nutshell,
And I think that is such a great cry. No different than SDORC. Same thing, different location.
Mm-hmm.
Basically looks at the same thing. You have a lobbyist, I'm sure.
I worked in Congress for 7 years. I have a lot of connections there, and we've worked a lot with the members of Congress, and we do work with some state-level folks. In California, I mean, you guys have such a great ground game here with so many local off-road groups. I let you do your thing, and if you ever want our help, we want to help you.
So I was going to bring that up, that California has Cal 4-Wheel, California Association of Four-Wheel Drive Clubs, CORVA, SDRC, and several other groups. AMA District 37 and 38 are also very active. Mm-hmm. So we don't see Blue Ribbon Coalition here very much because we have the people that can handle a lot of these problems.
Right.
But other states, Idaho, Utah, Nevada, all these other Western states, they don't have as strong of a base of organizations that can work on this land use problems. And BRC is a strong group that handles stuff in those areas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I would argue that they actually do have great groups everywhere. There's so much of this work to do that we couldn't possibly have enough groups at this point. Our industry and our community, we still have a lot of work to do to act as big as we are. So anywhere where I see strength in organization like what I see in California and in some other places, I want it to just flourish and grow and that you guys do what you do best. And if there are things we can help with, we want to come in and help. So, for example, we're fighting a lawsuit right now against the National Monument designations, where mm-hmm. President Biden expanded the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. We're in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. We hope that goes to the Supreme Court. That's a national case. We're leading an effort on that. But I mean, we were talking before, Ed, I mentioned there's new monument proposals here in California.
Sure.
What happens in our court case is going to impact what you guys do, and that's how I see it. Like, we just all have different roles to play, and we're doing different things.
Well, before we go to break, you'll love my saying.
Yeah, the
government is taking my money to try to close our deserts, and then we have to take my money to fight the government with our money. Do you see a problem there?
least there's a lot of money.
But it's all our money.
It's our money. It's
none problem, of it is yeah. their money. None of it. We're the boss. You're there. They're the employees. I just don't get it. But again, money talks, right?
Yeah.
The people that want to have those little dude ranches, or what, the ski dude ranches. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is SDRIC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, is Ed getting married?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Someone stole his heart, and it makes me happy.
I know.
You don't even know how happy that makes
me.
I
know.
Him.
And we're going to keep a secret because we don't want anybody to know that he's going to have a wedding, and it's going to be massive, and everybody's invited, and it's all going to be at the desert. Hey, cute shade of red, huh?
It is.
We're only kidding, folks. He's going to marry a motorcycle. this segment is brought to you by S&S Off-Road Magazine. Man, I'm telling you, hey, are you getting on the program to read the books online?
Oh, Her Mystery?
I
love them. I got them for my nephew.
But I like a hard book, but I got to sit and look on a computer and read. But I'm going to do it because it's good for a great cause.
You can order her hard books. They're at Moto Mystery, Moto Mysteries on Amazon. Yeah, I got them for my nephew. There's a set of four of them that she's already got down. They're really great. They're really great for young kids to get in. If you're an off-roader, you're a desert goer.
Or if you're a kid at heart.
If you're a kid at heart, Moto Mysteries is a awesome set.
Plus, if you're an off-roader, or if you're just getting into off-roading, or you've never done it before, or you've been doing it, and you miss the magazine, well, they're online. More pages, more information. Need to buy an off-road part, piece, vehicle, you'll get a better bang for your buck at S&S. ORMAG.com. Sherry and her husband just do a phenomenal job, so make sure
from Race Desert, they got the best events calendar out there.
They do. They really, really do. Mm-hmm. All right, so Ed's back from Colorado, and he had some news. What did you want to talk about?
Well, the proposed Chuck Walla National Monument is working its way through the system. So I learned about it at the Desert Advisory Council meeting in December. Ben, I don't know if you know, I'm appointed to the Desert Advisory Council for the Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're there.
Thank you. They brought up this proposed monument. It was the first I heard of it. And it's 660,000 acres, and it's in Riverside County and Imperial County on the east side of the state, the southeast side of the state. And it contains a lot of a wilderness and areas of critical environmental concern, but it also has a lot of what we call Bureau of Land Management limited use area where that's not really designated as anything, and they're trying to designate that. And the big problem with this is that the DRECP has already designated this land, and those letters mean Desert Renewable Energy Conservation Plan. So the DRECP, they took all the people that care about the desert, renewable energy people, environmentalists, recreational people, transmission people. They all made comments, and they came out with this plan on how to manage California desert.
And this desert is off the 10 freeway, right? If you're headed out towards, what's the big casino, Morocco Casino right there? This would be that whole area
south
right there,
of
10. It's going to be south of 10?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Close to 10. So it's like it's east-west. It's about even with the Salton Sea, the top of the Salton Sea, and it goes to the southeast from there.
Okay.
It's kind of a wide oval that goes that direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big piece of land. So I don't know. Sometimes these things are like a freight train. Like you just can't stop it. But what you can do is maybe make an adjustment here and there. So there's an area that the Palm Springs Bureau of Land Management has been working on to make a more higher use recreation area, and they call it Mechacopia. And they did comments on it, scoping comments last year, and I got comments in. And I've been to this area, and it's very appropriate to make it an off-road vehicle area. Not only is it a good area to have off-roading, but it's surrounded by mountains with big, scary rocks, and you wouldn't be able to leave the area. Like to, it's sort of a natural boundary. You wouldn't have to have a fence, and there's like enticing terrain on the other side. It's not like that. There's mountains on three sides and the Salton Sea on the other. So we figured out that that is slightly inside of the monument boundary.
Oh, is it?
So I called the congressman who's pushing this. His name is Raul Ruiz. Mm-hmm. He's congressman from Palm Springs and Eastern Riverside. And it turns out all of Imperial County that in the 2020 census, they readjusted. And now Juan Vargas doesn't have Imperial County. Now it's
Raul Ruiz. I thought Vargas still had.
I did too until I started working on this.
I thought Vargas still had. I was out shaking hands with Vargas a couple months ago.
Oh my God. So
my bad.
So Ruiz really wants this monument. So I called his office and I found the staff who's working on it. And she introduced me to a group of people who are outside of the congressman's office, but together had worked on this monument. And so I had a call with these people last week, about eight people, and one of them is the main person with Cal Wild, California Wilderness Coalition, Linda Castro. There was another guy from the Audubon Society and other people from various conservancies that I didn't recognize. And I told them that this area has been worked on, and now it's inside the monument, and we'd like to have the monument boundary slightly adjusted so that this would be outside of the boundary. And so they've asked for GIS information from Palm Springs BLM, and I'm trying to get that right now. Actually, I don't know if stonewall is the right word, but I emailed and called, and I haven't heard back. So I may have to work on that some more.
I know about all of these. Like, we were part of the comment period on that Mechacopia trail system.
Oh, you did
well.
That?
Yeah,
thank you.
We mm-hmm. engaged on that. And we have an action alert. I just put it up on our Instagram stories, which you can find us on Blue Ribbon Coalition. But there's three monuments in California we're watching and we're worried about. Chuck Walla is one of them. The other one is the Feather River.
Yeah, the Feather River. I'm scared.
That's up in Northern California more. Mm-hmm. And then there is also, they want to expand the Berryessa Snow National Monument. And so I just posted on Instagram, we have an action alert where you can kind of go and write your member of Congress and let them know what you think about these monuments. But that's good to know that the Mechacopia area is going to fall within the boundary of the Chuck Walla, because it sounds like the member of Congress needs to hear not just from Ed, but from a lot more people that's a concern. And we would encourage.
Do you have the addresses and phone number on your Instagram page?
We have a tool. So on Instagram, if you go to our stories, there's a link right there, and you can click on that link. Then we have one of those tools where it just helps
put in your zip code, and your representatives will pop up.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be the biggest problem with not just off-roaders, anybody. You know, when somebody says, well, contact your state senator. Who in the hell is my state senator?
This one will take 30 seconds, and then it helps us because then we know how many people are actually doing it, so we know if it's effective or not.
Yeah. And it's only on Instagram?
That's where I put the link right now, and so we can put it on Facebook. It is on our website. It's just not up at you'd have to search around for it.
And that's sharetrails.org.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, folks, if you're not doing anything, you just get on that website and follow the link to get to your people. Because a lot of people don't think they listen, but they do listen. Yeah. If enough people contact their representatives, they do listen. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially on something like this where it's a reasonable ask. You're just telling them to exclude a certain area from a boundary.
Right.
All things being equal, I'd probably oppose the creation of the National Monument in general. I mean, it sounds like this member of Congress wants it, but I've just seen, I mean, we've been in planning processes with the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. It's 2 million acres. They have versions of this plan where they're only leaving 7 roads open in 2 million acres.
Wow.
What?
And so the folks who promote national monuments do a great job of making it sound like this isn't going to affect access or recreation. This is going to be better for recreation. And then you start seeing what happens down the road.
Yeah.
And that isn't true. It becomes heavily restricted for recreation.
We've lost so much hunting. We've lost so much fishing because of national monuments.
And
you
don't understand why.
There's no access.
What's the reasoning?
Well,
what is their reasoning to take all this away?
Fast track to shut it down. If they go through the normal process, people like us have a lot more tools and legal tools. If they can get a president to designate it as a monument, it we call it management by designation, right? Right? So, well,
and
I
then
like
they
management.
Just circle the, a big it's, circle and say, there it is.
It is a lot easier, a lot bigger. I called the Desert District Manager, Shelley, and I said, if this gets done by Antiquities Act, how will the routes be affected? Like, will the existing management plans that have those routes, will that be the priority, or will the monuments management plan create the routes? And she said that the management plan will probably create the routes.
Yeah, because it's going
to
override.
But they'll have to redo it. And they'll have to redo it in a way that's consistent with the proclamation. And a lot of times the proclamation will identify all the things, the management priorities for the new monument. I have yet to see one that prioritizes motorized recreation.
Right.
They will not prioritize motorized recreation.
Nope.
And then you'll be fighting an uphill battle to keep any of it open. And they'll keep some, very little. And some are better than others. And usually the local folks, like the monument manager you're talking about, is going to come across as very reasonable and want to be a good partner on this and in good faith. But the other thing these monuments do is it concentrates power into Washington, D.C.
Sure.
more than in the local branch. And it becomes they become answerable to those higher-ups in D.C. more so than
that's what they want to do.
Multiple
it's
use.
100% what they want to do.
Right.
They want to get rid of the local government. They want to have full control.
Absolutely. Well, fight, folks. Go to sharetrails.org. Help out. Go to storc.org. You know, go to Corva. Go to any and all. In fact, I recommend you join them all. It's one shot.
Yeah.
Hell, I went to breakfast this morning. I could have joined Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
For what I paid for breakfast. Okay, I could have lost a little weight in one day. So, folks, get on board. Go to these websites.
It's the health plan.
It's a great coalition diet. By the time I join every single one of them, man, I could knock off 20, 30 pounds.
You should write a diet book about this.
Wouldn't that be a great diet book? How to lose weight without really working hard.
I mean, you drive your vehicle to the trailhead to hike, right? I mean, most people don't consider that. I consider that part of the diet plan. I mean, you know.
Well, we'll work on that. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more. S-D-O-R-C Dirt Radio with special guest Ben Burr from Blue Ribbon Coalition. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Turn it over and I let it burn out the post dark blue.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Hey, need a new exhaust system? Well, go with the guy that's been doing it longer than I've been around, Ed Hansen. 3916 North Barcelona Street in Spring Valley, 619-698-7030. HansenMufflers@gmail.com, where all your pipe dreams come true. Now, here's a guy, he's retired, but if you go to lunch with him, he could talk exhaust for hours on him. That's how good Ed is. And he is, I've watched him hand make exhaust systems custom, which they do. It's absolutely amazing. He just loves what he does. And he does it so seamlessly. I've never seen him waste a piece of pipe yet. Ed Hansen's Muffler. Go to HansensMuffler@gmail.com. And when you go in, tell them thanks for sponsoring SDORC Dirt Radio, because it takes an army to make everything work, and he's one of the colonels. All right, we got Ben Burr, we got Audrey and Ed. So Let's go back to Ben for a second, but then I want to come back to Ed and talk about that virtual meeting and find out how that went. Mm-hmm. All right. So what else have you got on your plate for 2024 that you're really – I mean, you've got any big events you're putting on or you're getting ready to go to?
Yeah, so that's a big question. I mean, we've been – since I started running in this about 2 years ago, we've been averaging about 300 actions a year where we're engaging on federal plans and things that will affect – outdoor recreation across this country. Right now, our biggest fight is probably this trail closure that happened in Moab, where they closed 317 miles of trails, very popular trails, in one of the meccas of off-roading.
Yes.
Best trails on the planet is what I call them. And so we're in federal court right now on that. We're appealing that decision. We'll be having our first hearing in the Salt Lake City District Court Basically to see if we can get an injunction in place and prevent these closures from going into effect while we go through the litigation process. And so that's happening on February 21st. So that's – we don't, like those are our big events as a court date. And so
well,
we'll
that's
be
what
there.
You do. I mean, that's, yeah. That's what you stand for.
Yeah, and so I'm looking forward to that just to see what a judge thinks about what's going on there. And I've been out doing field work to kind of document what's already happening on the ground with these trails to try to make a good case that the BLM should leave these open while we solve the legal questions. And then we have a few – I mean, we'll be having a hearing, I believe, on our National Monument case sometime in March. Another big legal action we filed about a month ago was we were challenging all the film permitting regulations on public land on constitutional grounds that those are violating the First Amendment. And so that is in the district court in Idaho. We should have a hearing on a preliminary injunction on that.
Now, what do you mean by that? What the film industry?
We had a member who had been contacted by the Forest Service, and they told him he needed to take down all 800 of his YouTube videos, and they were going to fine him $1,000 for each one because he put a GoPro on his helmet and put those on YouTube, and they're considering that a form of commercial filming. And so they have now started in isolated cases
identifying that
social media content creators are participating in commercial filming and that they need to be getting film permits. Or they're violating federal law.
Just tell them it's AI.
The BLM is AI.
We have nothing to do. I don't know what you're talking about. It's just AI.
Surprise, the federal agencies aren't keeping up with technology.
You think?
But it's heavy-handed. There's been court cases about this already. We will be ready to appeal this one all the way up through the Ninth Circuit and potentially the Supreme Court if necessary. But it just is
if Ed goes, I've
heard of the Bureau of Land Management doing this with drones in Glamis.
Okay,
because there's a lot of individuals that are out there that set their drone to chase them and then they'll throw it on Instagram or
whatever. And if anything in the background they don't like,
and
if you get married, you can't go to Niagara Falls. You can't have Niagara Falls in the background.
What? You have to have a permit.
Yeah, you have a permit.
You're going to put me in a barrel and throw me over the falls.
You know what?
If you have a permit.
Guess what?
If I have a permit.
You don't have to get married because you can't go anywhere and take pictures because they're going to go after you. I like the way that rolls.
No. It's ridiculous. There's absolutely no constitutional right. So it's basically freedom of speech, right?
So BRC is You made a lawsuit for that?
Yeah, we're in federal court right now.
You're in federal court over that? That's amazing.
That's totally amazing.
Did you know that SDRC gave you a bunch of money last year?
Yeah.
We through Red Rock? Anyway, we're very proud of your work.
And why do you think he's sitting here? Why do you think he's sitting here? A very small amount of help that we are giving you. This guy is doing exactly what I wanted somebody in the off-road community to do.
Yeah.
That just went balls to the wall. And going after the, because I bet you when you walk into court wearing that hat, people start getting nervous.
That's what we hope. Hopefully. We want them to,
but you do it, and that's the other thing I really want to bring up. We want you to call your politicians. We want you to call your representatives. Be polite. Mm-hmm. Don't be a butthead. Just say, on this particular situation, we really think that you should allow us to continue to go. We're responsible off-roaders. We pack it in. We pack it out. So please consider that before you make a decision. Because if you scream, yell, and holler, then they're going to just use it against you.
Yeah.
Or us.
We believe in trying to solve all these things reasonably through the process.
Right.
That's why we have lawyers and everybody else doing this. And we do want them to be... when we show up to be concerned, that's called litigation pressure. And there's a lot of decisions that get made where you don't even have to file a legal action, but they're just adjusting their direction based on what they think the litigation pressure is going to be. And they always get that from the side that wants to shut down trails. They don't always get that from our side. And we're trying to be that. That's why we do comment on everything we possibly can.
Well, Ed works, even when he was working and now he's retired, you know, he was constantly, in fact, we'll talk about that here in a few minutes because you had a open virtual.
We had the virtual meeting with San Diego County Parks. Last week, they're talking about a new off-road park that we're trying to get. So a former state assemblyman, former state senator Joel Anderson, ran for county supervisor a couple of 3 years ago. Okay. And when he was running, I personally asked him if he got elected, would he help us get an off-road park? And he got elected, and he's really been trying to help us get an off-road park. So I talked to Tom Lemon, the off-highway vehicle commissioner of the state recently, and he said that he, when he heard about that, he encouraged Joel to make a green sticker grant request. And so the county put up $100,000, and they got $300,000 for a $400,000 project planning grant to work on this off-highway vehicle park. So they've had a couple of meetings, and last week we had a meeting, and it was more of a meeting that explained what's going on in the process, where they are, what they're looking at. Mm-hmm. And several of us gave them pressure. We encouraged them to find a place close to San Diego.
I really like the area between Jamul and Otay right here that they have highlighted. I think that that's a key area that I think is going to be great.
I like that too. There's some spots down there that might work. There is a slight issue with that is that's not in Joel Anderson's district. Joel Anderson has a very big district, and it would be to our advantage to find a place in his district. That district, that land is in Terry Reamer's district, and she's a Democrat, and I don't know if she would help us as much.
I don't believe so at all. So then we're like looking along between the Alpine highway and Descanso.
The Highway 8 corridor between El Cajon and Pine Valley, somewhere in there, that would be the prime area to go to.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That is what I love about the local California groups. Like California, of all the states I work in, you guys have some very, very big challenges, very entrenched groups that want to restrict access. And you'll always, like, that's always going to be a formidable force. But you guys have somehow also found a way to use your state grant programs and local clubs that have a lot of prestige and just recognition with the agencies, and you go get them to open and create new things. And I think every state could learn a lot from how you guys do that. So I'm looking forward to writing whatever park you guys end up building here.
If we ever get it, I would love to have you help.
Yeah, we San Diego Off-Road Coalition originally started this mission over 30 years ago. We had originally lined up out the 67 between Lakeside and Ramona was supposed to be an OHV park just north of Lake San Vicente. And it would be basically between the Barona Indian Reservation and Ramona in the back area right there. There's still beautiful land in which could potentially be utilized.
You know, that land is still vacant.
It's still vacant.
We tried to get that into an off-road park. California State Parks was on board, and they were working on a process. They had it was a great piece of land because it didn't have neighbors, and dust mm-hmm. wouldn't bother anybody. And the then county supervisor pulled the rug out from under it, and it really broke a lot of hearts. And we basically stopped working on it after that because with her in office, we could never go anywhere. But she termed out. They started term limits, and then Joel Anderson came in, and he's more of a friend of ours than just about any politician I've worked with.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty darn happy with him.
Yeah, it always helps to have one who wants to lead the charge. How many other are on the board of supervisors in this county?
There's five supervisors, two Republicans and three Democrats. Okay. The new Democrat, there's one that's new. A guy got in trouble and lost his seat, and a new person came in, and we're not sure where she'll land, although I kind of suspect maybe not on our side.
Okay. I mean, but the thing I've learned with local government is even if traditionally the politics don't line up like you think they would, if it's very local and they get a lot of input and pressure from their actual local constituents, they'll tend to go where the winds are blowing among their constituency at that level of government. So it's definitely worth...
Fingers crossed we can put some pressure on them. You know, I know Jamul is a big off-roading area. I know all of East County is big off-roading. San Diego itself, I mean, San Diego is just huge. I mean, we have it all here.
Well, I counted county parks last year, and they said that there's about 130,000 off-highway vehicle registrations in the county. And that's off-highway vehicle. So there's a bunch of vehicles that aren't registered, and then there's a whole lot of street legal stuff that's not on that. All the motorcycles, Jeeps, four-wheel drives.
That's as, I mean, the state of Utah has that many.
Yeah.
And you got, your county has that. I think people forget how many people live down here in Southern California.
And you would think all of the manufacturers of all the products and vehicles that enjoy the off-road would be clamoring to your organizations to give you as much money necessary to keep all of these areas open, right?
Yeah. And a lot of them are. I mean, we've gotten a lot of industry support in the last year, and it's picking up. I mean, like I said at the beginning, our industry, our community, our culture, we need to act as big as we actually are. Like, to bring up these numbers, I mean, we are a massive constituency, and we just don't act like it.
Nope.
The industry needs to position us to do that, and I think that there's a lot of us here who want to do that.
Well,
and
the squeaky
sadly, I think I've brought it up in the past as well, though. But most of us, I feel, are the ones that are the FAFOs. We're the ones that leave us be. You know, we don't want to be involved. We don't want to have it. We're just going to be there. Mm-hmm. We're going to do our own thing. But if it comes true and you really poke that beehive, we're going to come out, and we're going to come out in force. And when we come out in force,
All
hell will break loose.
But I want it to happen ahead of time, not when it's too late.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170. Big welcome to Ben Burr from Blue Ribbon Coalition. Need to go to sharetrails.org, throw $50 at him to help him keep the deserts open, the mountains open, the trails, you name it. And they need all the help they can get. So, again, thanks for showing up, Ben. Truly appreciate it. Yeah. Also, a big shout out to Wayne Miller Tire. That's Audrey's personal tire replacement person. She tears up more tires than a semi. And if you have a big rig, if it's stuck on the side of the freeway or, you know, wherever it may be, they've got the capabilities to come in and get you. But, you know, they also do general automotive repair, oil changes, tune ups, wheel alignment, brakes, shocks, suspension. Transmission services, you name it, Ricky can do it. 619-596-2800. Just check them out, and when you talk to Ricky, tell him, hey, thanks a lot for supporting the off-road community, because it takes everybody as a group to make all of this happen, and we can't do it individually. So, again, Ben, I can't thank you enough for coming out. Sounds like you've got a full plate. I mean, it's only February, but you have to. How do you keep your ear to the ground? How do you know all of the stuff that's coming out? Because you're covering the United States. Mm-hmm. You're not just covering one state.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. And so, first of all, I have a great team. I mean, I hired a great policy director right after I was promoted to be the executive director. Her name's Simone Griffin, and she and I together just get on all the email lists, and we listen. We're following everybody on social media, all these government agencies. And that's step one. Step two is Blue Ribbon Coalition has hundreds and hundreds of clubs and organizations who are also members of our organization. Ed talked about that his organization had supported us, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of great organizations in California that support us. A lot of times we hear from those clubs and groups what's happening, and that's so we get called an umbrella organization where we have a lot of these other clubs and organizations that feed information up to us. And we like when that happens, because we always want good, sharp people on the ground in the areas where we're working if we can find them. And so
you're looking for an army is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if there's somebody out there listening right now, because this does go all over the place, just go to sharetrails.org. I'm sure there's a comment page or something there where they can say, hey, I'm out here in Tupelo, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to close down this one area, yada, yada, yada. You'll look into it. And if there's anything you can do, then you and your team will look at it and do whatever you can to make it happen.
100% correct. Contact us page on our website. Okay. That's exactly what you just described.
Perfect, because that's what it takes. And you can't be afraid to do it. You got to get involved, because if you're not involved, you can't complain when something goes away.
Yep.
And I'm really glad the corporate people. Do you have any big corporations? And the reason I'm saying is because I want you to send this show to them and thank them on air, whatever manufacturer that you'd like to throw some love at.
Yeah, so the one who's given us a lot of support is actually the Yamaha Outdoor Access Initiative. They've given us grants to do. We produce a Lost Trails guidebook, and where we go out and find. We found that the number one reason trails were getting closed when we were going through this travel planning process wasn't actually because of resource damage, environmental issues, or abusive behavior by bad users, which is what everybody thinks is why they're getting closed. It was actually because we weren't using the trails enough, and they were reclaiming, and then the environmental groups were saying, hey, we shouldn't be using these trails anymore because then we'll be hurting nature. So we use the Lost Trails guidebook to go find the trails that are in that position of if we don't start using them, we'll lose them. And Yamaha was one of the big ones who sponsored that. And then
How do you get that guide?
ShareTrails.org, or if you go to LostTrailsGuidebook.org, that's where you can also find. We have Volume 1 and Volume 2.
Do you have those?
I bought. You can borrow it.
No, I'm going to buy it.
I have volume one.
I would love to send you guys some promotional copies. You can give them away on the show or whatever
Because I think, again, that is such an intelligent way to go. Yamaha. Yamaha gave you the little signs for the bomb range?
No, the kids' training track in Corral Canyon, we put hay bale covers over the hay bales at the kids' training track. They paid for all the hay bales for the kids' training track.
But didn't they do the little signage?
They've done the signage for us.
They gave us the reflectors for the bombing range. The military put a fence on a bombing range border between the BLM open area and the bombing range, and they didn't put enough reflectors on it, and there were some collisions at night. So we got a grant from Yamaha. We bought thousands of reflectors and clipped them along the fence.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise, you got people blowing up because there is live munitions out.
It just adds to the adventure, right?
Well,
see how capable your rig really is.
They tell you not to go into the bombing range for a reason.
Yeah. I bet my Jeep could take it. Watch this.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's YouTube and he's getting arrested.
Got a good skid plate. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, and again, big shout out to Yamaha. I mean, again, and I'm sure you have tons of other supporters.
Yeah, a lot of the dealers then, like to get those grants, you have to have a dealer supporter. So we have Jorgensen's in Utah was our big dealer sponsor on those. But then we sold sponsorships in the guidebook. We had like Nash Power Sports out in Arizona, and we had Right Now Power Sports out in Arizona. If I start listing these, it's going to get dangerous because I'll forget.
You'll forget out. Somebody. You're in trouble. The best thing to do, get the guidebook.
See who the sponsors are.
See who the sponsors are. And when you deal with that area, if you're in there, stop by and thank them.
Yeah.
It'll blow them away when you do.
One more. So Ineos Grenadier.
Oh,
okay. Have you seen those yet? They're kind of like new, like kind of look like G-Wagons. They've got a network of dealers, and I become good friends with Tony Warner out of Salt Lake, and he does the adventure vans, but he became the dealer for Ineos.
See, I'm trying to get one right now because I also put vehicles on TV.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine, Mercedes Lilienthal and Andy Lilienthal, I don't know if you know him.
Yeah.
But they go everywhere. And they got one to do the Alcan 5000.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave them a whole bunch of airtime, so they can talk about the vehicle. Of course, knowing those two knuckleheads are probably going to try to buy one. But hats off to them. And there's a company that's just starting.
They've been supportive, and they're new, and they've been innovative. And I went out on – and what they're doing is their new customers are inviting me or someone from my team to come out on a ride with them and teach them about off-roading responsibly, but then also about becoming advocates.
That just breaks your heart. I bet you hate that when they make you do that.
Yeah, it's a rough day when I have to go cruise around in these new rigs and see
and not get yelled at by somebody that's in court. That is so cool. All right, what else you got coming, Ed?
So yesterday I did a beta motorcycle ride day out on Chocolate Mountain near El Cajon.
What's a beta?
Beta is an Italian motorcycle. They make about 24 models of bikes, some dual sports, some trials bikes, and some enduro bikes, and two motocross, a 300 two-stroke and a 450 four-stroke motocross bike. They actually
the Beta 250 is awesome.
They got a bike in the main event last night.
Did you watch the Supercross?
That's what Desiree rides.
That was great.
And did you see that the little kids?
Oh, on the electric the little bikes.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. What kind of bikes?
The electric KTM mini bikes.
Wait a minute. Was that an off-road bike? Let me double check. Didn't he not tell me 5,000 times there's no electric off-road bikes?
They're not going to let me ride that thing.
Well, you're too tall.
180 pounds too heavy for that.
Did you see those little rascals? They were doing good.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, either are electric off-road bikes. Anyway.
I have Mike Dean, a San Diego Off-Road Coalition member who we're trying to become a board member. I'm trying to talk him into it. Stepped up to host our cleanup coming up this month in 2 weeks, February 24th. So this month we usually do either the end of January, beginning of February. It's usually Painted Gorge right at the base of the 8 freeway. Painted Gorge has been really good, well-maintained, I guess. So we are going to go just further, just between... Painted Gorge and Superstition is Plaster City.
Oh.
We're going to stage at Plaster City from 9 to 1. Mike Dean's going to be out there with the Easy Up. He's going to host it. He'll cook you some hot dogs and serve you some lunch. This is going to be Saturday, February 24th. Plaster City. Saturday, February 24th is going to be our Desert Cleanup Trails Maintenance Day. We're working with the Bureau of Land Management. There's the famous Juan Batista Trail right there. It's really popular. A lot of people hit it. They don't realize they're on it. It's the sand to sea trail. We actually are working with the Bureau of Land Management. We're going to have some new signs to install, so hopefully you can come out, spend some day with us. You need some community service hours, we can give you that. Saturday, February 24th. Hope to see you there. Otherwise, I'll catch you at TDS.
Yes, indeed.
Tierra del Sol Desert Safari is going to be coming up here on March 3rd. So hopefully I'll catch you at TDS.
Rocking and rolling. All right. Hey, folks, go to sharetrails.org.
Thanks for joining us, Ben.
$50 Ben from Blue Ribbon Coalition. Again, thank you a million for coming on. It was a lot of fun.
Me.
All right, don't go anywhere, folks. San Diego Automotive Museum
Thanks
Radio.
For joining us
right
for
around
San
a corner.
Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.